they can go into my car, and I come down later with the bus and the train and everything else, blah, 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 blah. And I'm directing all the traffic, driving all the traffic. And then the Grassby man came back and he said, I've got room one for me and room one from somebody else. And I said, two rooms. Right, calm down. I said, don't worry about your car, lock it, do what you want. Get into the car now. We're going to go now. And I said, you can talk about getting your key later. We came back and he found it. Yeah, he found it, and then that was it. Yeah, it was panic. It was panic, yeah. And that's Francis said. Yeah. And then after the service, Gabrielle came in. She goes, I haven't got the order of the service. I've lost my order of the service. And I said, well, you know who that is. That's bloody Tim buggering you around. And she went, and she laughed. And I goes, have mine. She goes, you sure? And I goes, yeah, have mine. She goes, oh, that makes me feel a lot better. And now in here, there's about 49,000 of bloody things. But it made her happy at the time. It made her, yeah. But it's all in here. And I just think, well, if it's made her happy, I don't mind. Do you know what I mean in that? So it was just, but Angela, I got in the car, they must have thought I was mad. Because I'm directing, I'm going, thinking it. I'm going, go on.
Yeah.
And no disrespect, John's blind on his left side, but he can see through the right. I always say it's the side he met me, the left side. Makes everybody laugh. So John needed to get out of the car park, and I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, how long have I got this situation? But John getting out. Now I've got somebody who's lost their fecking key, and now I've got these bloody people coming up the road, and I'm going, go on, stop. Stop, good. Thank you. And I'm thinking, Jesus Christ. And then I got into the car, and poor old Roxanne, she couldn't find the bloody seatbelt to get her bloody thing, and I'm going, oh, that is nothing, Roxy. What I've just done on that street. Roxanne was just, no wonder she came back with somebody else, bless her.
She said, I've got to find my seatbelt.
Yeah. Oh, I did. I had, yeah, John's new car. John's new car, Perwina. It looks funny. Oh, it's company. Don't think it's ours. We're not posh. It's company. Don't think it looks good on the road until it's all bloody branded up. And all my friends roam me and goes, oh, are you John won the lottery? No. And then it goes, you got a new cash car? No, we got branded on it because it's the Breeze radio station. And anyway, it's a heap of metal. I'm not into any of this posh stuff. And I text them on and it goes, we're not posh. It's a bloody going to be branded in a couple of weeks' time, so we're not posh. I don't go with any of that baloney stuff. If you make your way in life, you make your way in life. And I'm delighted for people who make their way in life. 10 out of 10 for people who make their way in life. But I'm not a snob in any way, form or fashion. Like, I would die when people think I'm like that. I would just, like, I can't stand any of that crap. And I see it every day on the television. You see it on Breakfast TV. And you see it on BBC One. And it's like, oh, give me a puke back. Because they've all come from where we've all come from at the end of the day. We've all come from. And I know it's nice to be nice. I know it's nice to have whatever. You know you want your kids. And I wouldn't condemn anybody with their children get to where they want to get to. You know, but here in Dorchester, what you've got, your car and everything. And I just think, oh, for God's sake, all the bloody baloney and shite. And you know, we've got
priorities as well.
Yeah. They won't talk to you until. Yeah. And they won't talk to you unless you've got, like, degrees in this and that.